is empty. Faces to fill and cars to feed. Nothing could be
everyone. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This has been, not been, it currently is DJ Tolstoy. You're currently listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope everyone's having a wonderful night. Hope y'all are getting through. If you're a student, I hope you're getting through midterms as well as you possibly could be. I know I'm trying and maybe succeeding. I'm not going to admit or deny how well I'm doing, or badly. Anyway, if you are not a student here at Tufts Freeform Radio or beyond, or not a student at all, I just hope you're getting through fall all right. Fall can sometimes be a lot of change. Maybe, perhaps, you're an empty nester, maybe you saw your kid this Columbus Day weekend or Indigenous Peoples Day weekend. I've grown up with the former, so it's a slip on my part. Maybe someone welcoming family, maybe moving somewhere new, maybe start turning a new leaf as the leaves turn. I don't know. But either way, I hope you guys are doing well. We started with the metric of the week with Sucksexy from their first album, Old World Underground, Where Are You Now? Definitely the more grungiest of the albums. And it's a solid one. I don't know if I've actually played one on here. There's definitely a lot more slow music on this album. I tend to be a little more upbeat when it comes to my music on this show, not always, but relatively. So that's kind of one of the more upbeat songs on the album. It's still wonderful. It's not as low key as something like Grow Up and Blow Away or something, but still a solid album, if I do say so myself. We got a bunch of music coming up for you. I hope you guys enjoy. Reminder, you can currently call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Tell me how your day is doing. Tell me how your night is doing. Gonna get some music, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Do it one more time. I never
hope you guys enjoyed this last core of songs. First was actually, fun fact, these are two people that were here in Boston last Thursday. That's right. I saw Charlie XCX and Ali X at the House of Blues. It was amazing. I saw it with one of my best friends from high school slash, well, elementary school slash forever. Both of us are really big Charlie XCX fans, and gosh, it's really great. Hopefully they both come back soon, because I really recommend checking out their music. One of it was, first was Charlie XCX, but Silver Cross from her newest album, Charlie. I actually heard this for the first time at the concert. I didn't do the quote, I didn't do the reading, and I didn't actually listen to the whole album before I got to the concert, which is kind of terrible because, you know, I'm coming here, I know I'm going to drop some mad cash on merch, and I'm going, I haven't listened to the whole album. It's fine. It was amazing. This was really great. Then it was Ali X with Casanova from her album Collection 2. She's coming out with a new album soon enough, but this one was the one song that I like could not get out of my head. I think I've been torturing the rest of my friends lately in regard to just, hey, can we play Casanova by Ali X? Because it's rad, and you should, if you like Charlie XCX, you should try out Ali X. Both of them really great, just alt pop artists, or at least, like, I don't like to call it art pop, but it's definitely like somewhere in there. But anyway, guess what? During this last core of songs, we got a request. I'm so excited. I'm so here for it. I can't announce it just yet, but I think anyone who's listening, I think, will absolutely appreciate this gem. I'm so excited to play this. Here we go. All right.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place.
Take me home to the place.
Last score of songs. The first was our request, Get Hype. Man, it always feels really good to get requests because it's like, oh, people are listening. What the heck? It was John Denver's Take Me Home Country Roads. I got this off the Essential John Denver album. Fun fact, I have this track. My uncle gave me a CD to this. It was like the Essential John Denver, and he was like, Rose, this album has brought me through plenty of good things. And I got this when I was like in sixth grade, and you know when like you're like a 12-year-old and don't understand things like sentimentality or like things like that. I didn't really realize it until like basically like this year. I found it like in one of my desks. I was a big hoarder, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's John Denver. And honestly, this is one of my favorite songs off the album. This is really great. It's also pretty much a like one of those songs that along with like Toto's Africa and like Total Eclipse of the Heart that just kind of are older songs that just kind of got yeeted over into like the cultural consciousness of my generation, and I'm honestly here for it. It's still a bop. I'm still here for all of it, so turn up. Then next was Slacker's Saltwater. It's a single from 2018. Just really great. It's just some nice techno. Fun fact, you can kind of actually see the if you go on the channel for Slacker, a lot of their songs will actually like, they'll have like official audio, but you'll also get to watch like he uses an like, I think it's like an oscillator or a synth. It looks very old, or at least made to look old. You get to watch the kind of sine waves that they're that he's doing. Super cool. If you're a big electronic music buff, so check that out. It's so cool. Anyway, got some future funk coming up next. Probably read a PSA after that. We'll see how we're doing. We'll see what's up. Thank you guys for listening in advance, and I hope you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you enjoyed this last core of tunes. First of all, we kind of had two remix songs really going on. First of them was Night Tempo with Remember Summer Days from a Night Tempo Showa Groove remix from the EP Henri Night Tempo Presents the Showa Groove. This is probably one of the newest projects. I don't know if it's the newest project, but it definitely is one of them in regard to Night Tempo, famous future funk artists. One thing that's very interesting and one of the kind of push and pulls in regard to vaporwave and future funk as a art is that it takes like a lot of sampling. And this is actually one of the first, I think maybe the first, I don't know if I can say that, but it definitely is an early example of using, like, this was an actually collaboration between Henri, famous city pop legend, and Night Tempo, basically making their own future funk mix, and it is fire. It is so good. Definitely check out the rest of their EP if you are interested, because you're not going to regret it. I need to get the vinyl soon enough, but you know what? I buy enough vinyl. I need to not buy vinyl every day. if I can help it. Next was Saint Pepsi, other future funk, master, with We Belong Together. I haven't really seen much about this EP, but it's called Still's Suicide Pact 9. I think this must be Saint Pepsi coming back. He got really into the future funk scene, really made a name for him with Hit Vibes, one of the quintessential vaporwave / future funk EPs. Kind of dropped off a little bit, then became Skylar Spence, put out the album Prom King, super great. Then made a couple singles, and I think may be returning to form with Saint Pepsi. Don't quote me on that, but it's very good. Also, let's do a little bit of PSAing. Let's do it. Also, reminder that Tufts Live Music Day is on Saturday. I hope you guys listen in. It's going to be great. We got a lot of live bands going on. Early is going to be a lot of local bands. Later, it's a couple Tufts bands, maybe some special programming. We'll see. It'll be fun. Okay, this one expires October 27th, but I think this is very wonderful. We got contact about this. Also, quick shout out. I don't know if he's listening, but shout out to a community member, DJ Edward. Edward, he actually listened into the show and he sent me such a sweet email responding, giving feedback to the show. And I've been terrible with my emails lately and I haven't gotten back to him. But if he's back again and he's listening, I just wanted to say personally, before I get back in very long order with your email, that I really appreciated the email. That was very wonderful. Big shout out to that. I can't not. And with that, here's our PSA. That was the personal PSA, personal service announcement. Now we're going to get to the public service announcement. That actually works really well. So it's Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition 22nd Annual Lesbians and Friends Dance, Saturday, October 26th. Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition is dedicated to preventing the environmental cause of breast cancer. Their 22nd Annual Lesbians and Friends Dance, a party for prevention, will be held on Saturday, October 26th at the Inn at Brookline. LGBTQ+ student groups are invited to table for free at the event, and for those who want to join the party, student ticket pricing is available. All proceeds support MBCC's goal of breast cancer prevention. For more information and tickets, please visit MBCC's website at mbcc.org. A public service message from the Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. This is actually so wholesome. Yeah, definitely check it out. I as manager have to be here but working with live day, so sadly I can't make it, but if you can make it, you can. If you do both, if you listen in and go, look, you're just taking all of Wolfmo's advice and I'm here for it. Anyway, we got some more music. We're gonna take it a little more low key. I hope you guys enjoy and we'll get back to you later. Here we go.
I'm not afraid to
the kind I like to meet, pretty woman.
Enjoy this last core of songs. First, we had Uniwa with Can't Tell from the album Ethereal Lover. Definitely one of those great examples of ways you can affectate like that kind of jazzy funk. I don't know if I'd call it future funk, but definitely that close thing. Don't need to sample, just need some really great beats. Love that stuff. Next was Honeybee by Unknown Mortal Orchestra from the album Sex and Food. I think this is their newest album, unless Unknown Mortal Orchestra has recently come out with music that I have not thought about. And you know what? That is unbelievably fair. Still, my favorite track off that album. I think there's one other I like because, like, I think Can't Look at My Phone or something. Other than that, great band. Also, there's another good one. Like Something Taipei. Oh my gosh, we have another call going on. We also had Pretty Woman. I have to answer this call. I will talk to you in a sec. Have a wonderful
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. First of all, to the person who called, for whatever reason your call got dropped, I'm pretty sure I put the set button correctly, but by the time I got to it wasn't ringing. I don't know if you backed out or you were just like, I don't need to talk anymore, but I'm on the line for the last 4 minutes, so if you want to call in, don't worry about it. Happens to everyone. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed the Small Cactus Radio Hour. We're coming towards the twilight of it. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, best college radio station on this side of the Mississippi. Anyway, we got a little bit. You thought you could escape this show without a bit of math rock. I think you're mistaken. We did Covet by Shibuya featuring San Holo. It's a single. I think there's also oh, I can't remember the album right now. It's called Effessence or something, right? Like that. Just some solid, solid math rock. You can't go wrong with that, to be honest. I had known about it. That was actually one of the first forays into math rock I'd ever done. With Covet, then got into Clever Girl, kind of dropped the math rock and then picked it back up. Super great music. Definitely check it out. Next was Real Estate with Saturday with the album called In Mind, which definitely have a very aesthetic cover. It's like kind of royal purple. Super pretty. Anyway, guys, we're going to kind of close up the show. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for all the requests, if y'all are still listening. Hope you guys have a wonderful night. Good luck on midterms. Good luck. Spooky day is soon. Stay safe. Stay frosty. And I hope you guys enjoy. Have a wonderful night, y'all. I may or may not be here next Monday. My grandparents are coming because my birthday is next Tuesday. There's a chance I might be spending time. I haven't seen them in like a year and a half, maybe. So there's a chance I may or may not be here. If not, I hope the person who does take over plays some rad tunes for y'all. Hopefully a little metric. We'll see. I don't know, but I can hope. Anyway, guys, have a wonderful night. I will see you guys later. Bye.
And how do you have my number? Well, why don't you guide me? You be the driver.
Say what you want and leave your shyness home. And you should do what you want and write a little poem. Leave it for her and live another day. And you should leave it for her, the girl around the way. Money.